Welcome to the Gospel Express.
And now, I introduce to you Brother Ricky Dillard's New Generation Choral. Come on, show some love on
Taylor. Welcome to the Gospel Express. My guest today is a chart-topping gospel singer, songwriter, producer, a stellar winner, a Grammy nominee from Chicago, Illinois. My special guest is the choir master, Ricky Dillard.
You are the best.
guest today is the choir master himself. His name is Ricky Dillard. Yes, everybody knows you. Everybody loves you. How you doing today, sir? How you doing?
Sister Nina, what a pleasure and an honor to be on your show today. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I'm so excited. Anyway, okay, why don't you start from the beginning? Just take us back. I'd like to tell everybody the story of Ricky Dillard, how you got started in the music business.
I was growing up in a Baptist church with directors that were choir directors that were very animated, and our choir was very nice. And my mother would bring home albums, and one of the albums she brought home was James Cleveland and Aretha Franklin's Amazing Grace. And that pretty much started my choir boy life, period. I was singing in the children's choir, to the combined choirs, to the youth choir, starting high school choirs and so forth. And God allowed me to walk this journey with just some dreams and aspirations, some people who he had allowed in my way to influence that, or that by give me an impartation of what they do. And three of those persons is, the first is Father Charles G. Hayes, and then Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, and then Reverend Milton Bronson and Reverend James Cleveland. All three of the top persons that I named, I was able to actually have a relationship with. Reverend James Cleveland, only one I've met just through being a part of the GMWA Mass Choir, in which he would just be in rehearsal and I was in the room. I did not know Reverend Cleveland personally, but he was a major influence. So that pretty much started me in the beginning, and I just began to dream about walking to various stages to collab. I joined Reverend Milton Bronson's Thompson Community Singers. I also joined a group called LSD in the beginning, which was Tyrone Block. He was the director of the Thompson Community Singers. He had his own personal group. I was a tenor in his group. And from there, I moved to be with Reverend Milton Bronson and the Tommies. And from the Tommies, I started my own choir, New Generation. So this is how my journey here and with New G began. Just dreaming and seeing choir through my own eyes. And I envisioned what I like to see a choir to be, sound, and look like. And God allowed me to invite some young people into my vision and name them the New Generation Chorale, New G, and here we are 34 years later.
Oh, yeah. Come on, put your hand together.
Come on. Work it out.
no need.
No need to work it.
Don't try to work it.
Don't try to work it.
Already worked.
Already worked.
He's already working out.
Wow, 34. Now, when you first started with your own choir, did you have like a particular sound, or did you say, I want us to be super contemporary, I want us to be traditional, I want us to do something new? Did you have any type of direction that you wanted to take your choir in?
No, I didn't. Actually, I just know what kinds of songs I liked. I know how I wanted the choir to dress. These are all things that were in my mind as it relates to the assignment. I did not know what God was going to do in the assignment. I just was doing things that I loved about choir, and he would continue to download through the years where, what, and when I would do what. So I'm here because of the call of God. Scripture says, make your calling and election sure, and I am sure that he called me to this. I said yes. I organized. I had impartations from persons like Reverend Bronson, Maddie Clark, and so forth. And those, Chicago was just that city for choirs and gospel music. So I had a lot to dream and to glean into to start the engine of the new generation ministries and the assignment God would have me with those singers under this umbrella. So I really didn't know how it would turn out. All I was doing was doing what I loved, and as I continued to walk out there and walk into the industry, walk into the assignment, God added to me, added people to me, added experiences to me, added a lot of my eyes to see very things very close up and personal with some of the artists, sitting with Walter Hawkins and Edwin Hawkins in a few movies and competitions and so many things I dreamed to do that I did do. Elbows I wanted to rub up with, I did, and it has caused me to continue to dream and see vision.
Now, what's kept you going? You said 34 years you've been in this game. So what's kept you going all this time?
The persons that I lead, the choir that I lead, they were much of that influence, and then the supporters who were here to push and to request that they wanted to hear what God had for me to say to them and to the industry and throughout music and time. Those things kept me going. His word allowing me to have the faith to dream and believe that he was able to grant me my heart's desire. I was motivated when he allowed me to walk through doors. I was motivated. When I got on the other side of some of those doors, see what was in them. It wasn't easy always going into every door, but every door that he allowed me to go in, I went to get some ammunition that will allow me to not be killed on my way to wherever God had me to go. Because, you know, the enemy, scripture says, thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and to destroy. And I know if I was doing anything to push the cause of Christ, that the enemy would not be happy and would do all kinds of things to block me and to roadblock me and to send, Judases mm-hmm. and all kinds of things. But I thank God that his word was written in my heart and I was able to follow his lead. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost has been a leader and a guider. And here I am navigating through time to be here standing on my feet today. So to God be the glory.
Okay. What are some of the places that you've been? I know you've been all around the world. Can you tell us about some of those places?
Yes, we have been all around the world. The Lord allowed us to tour throughout the 50 states throughout our 34 years. And then we were also granted privilege to travel abroad and minister across the waters to Germany and Italy and Canada, Sweden and so forth, London. We've been to a lot of places, and we're grateful that God is still opening up doors, still allowing new relationships, many festivals and conventions and all kinds of assignments the Lord have allowed us to walk through, and we certainly praise God for those experiences.
Okay, let's talk about the music. Now, there's been a lot of music over the past 34 years and a lot of hits, a lot of awards, a lot of Grammy sellers. Tell us about those songs that were special to you that maybe everybody didn't really get to know. Were there any songs like that?
Yes, there were some songs that we have recorded that weren't as popular to the others but very special to me. One mm-hmm. of them was Through It All. My mother was ill. Before she mm-hmm. passed away, my mother had gone into a illness, and I would fly home to Chicago. When I left Chicago, I would fly home to take her to the doctor, sharing the responsibility with my siblings. I would take my mother to the doctor, and one day she was laying in the passenger seat all balled up, and I guess she was in pain. And I remember her saying to me as a younger kid what her special song was. And it was Andre Crouch's Through It All, Through It All. So as we were riding the car one day, I was started to do my own arrangement of Through It All. And it had become a very special and dear song to me.
Jesus.
Oh, 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 oh.
trust him.
I'll trust him.
In trouble.
Mother's special song, my arrangement has really sat in my heart because I wanted to arrange it because of what she was going through. And then there's another song that we recorded called Things Will Work Out For Me. And you know, I related to the scripture, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Very dear song to my heart. Because so many times in life, we walk through experiences and we walk through journeys and always not getting the best, some curveballs, some sour balls. We get some, you know, fed and dealt some bad hands. But not only do we get dealt bad hands, but God also gives us a sunny day where we see things really coming together well. So when I look back at all of those things, I say that all things are working for my good. And I know that I love him and I've been called according to his purpose, so it has to work out for me.
Okay. Now, last July, you were in Indiana for a live recording of some brand new music, although the current CD was still doing great, but you went on and made another one. Tell us about that one. It's called Breakthrough the Exodus. Can you tell us about that live recording and about the music?
Yes, we went to Indiana, Munster, Indiana, to a very beautiful church, Family Christian Center, friend of a former pastor, Apostle Hinton, and Pastor Muncy were friends. And that's how I met Pastor Muncy. But we went to Family Christian Center to cut this record in July. And it was, as I felt at that time, that we were exiting COVID-19. But I think we were just at a period where it seemed to have calmed down. But the Lord allowed us to meet there in Indiana as safely as we could in the time we had. The Lord blessed us with a packed house in the midst of COVID. And God did not allow anybody to walk away from the session sick or ill or having contracted COVID. I believe what the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. He gave us a freedom to praise, and his power covered the building. We oftentimes say there's power in the name of Jesus, and it truly is. And so we thank God for that testimony. But as we were there, as we were putting this concept together of Breakthrough, my mind went back and I kind of went back to study the story of the children of Israel as they were leaving Egypt. And I would parallel their story to our story today, and that the children of Israel were in the hands of Pharaoh, enslaved, in bondage. And as God would speak to Moses to tell them to go tell Moses, to tell Pharaoh to let my people go, he allowed plagues to land on Egypt, on the Egypt, in Egypt time, in that space when they were there, he allowed a plague to happen. But one of the plagues was significant that God allowed an exodus out of Egypt. And it was the last plague that Pharaoh decreed, that the firstborn of every house would be killed. And the Lord granted his word and gave the children of Israel instructions to kill a lamb, drain his blood. And when the plague would hit the town, the divine being would come to take out the firstborn of every house. He said in order for them to see a Passover, they had to take the blood of that lamb, eat the lamb, and put its blood over the doorpost. And when the divine being comes to take out the firstborn, when he would see the blood, he'd pass over. And that was a terrible cry. And as we look into today's time, there's many plagues that have happened to us in these last few years. The plague of COVID, the plague of Delta, the plague of Omicron, the plague of racism, the plague of white supremacy, the plague of voting rights being under attack, the plague of health care being under attack. COVID killed so many people, and we find so many folks stuck. But God has said that there is a breakthrough. There is a breakthrough and a coming out of even this. We saw the insurrection happen last year, January 6th. We saw all of the things. They're rolling back health care. They're rolling back voting rights. They're rolling back trying to take us back to bondage as they did the children of Israel. And when Pharaoh found out that he had made this decree to let those people go, he said, no, I'm going to change my mind. And I'm going to go get them. And as they got to the Red Sea, he told Moses to stretch out your rod and open up the Red Sea. And when he opened up the Red Sea, you would have thought they would be walking on quicksand and mud. But he dried the land so they can go across. And as they were going across, he looked back and saw that Pharaoh and his army was behind him. He told the children of Israel, look behind you, because the enemy that you see today, you will see no more. And that is what this project is about, singing to people who have been enslaved and in bondage in mind, in bondage in body, in bondage in spirit. All of these laws that come to stop police brutality, we've been dealing with it. We've been dealing with all of these things to stop us from living the life of freedom that God in Christ died to give us. So it's a breakthrough and it's an exodus, because we are on our way to where God has promised us he would take us.
Breakthrough. Breakthrough.
Breakthrough. Breakthrough. And my faith is in you, God.
Because you're all I've got.
Because you're all I've got.
And I'm believing for my breakthrough. Anybody feel your breakthrough is on the way? And while you're waiting, those of you are sick, healing. Heal. And my faith.
And my faith is in you, God.
Because you're all I've got. And declare with your hands lifted, victory. Come on, say it.
Victory.
And my
faith. And my faith is in you, God.
Cause you're all I've got.
You're all I've got.
I'm Lord, I'm trusting.
You're the only
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Okay. I'm sorry, but the law.
Oh, amen. That's all I can say. I said, oh, amen. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. All right. So this album is brand new. When will it be coming out?
It came out Friday the 21st. It is available
okay.
on all digital platforms. Wherever people
okay.
buy music, they can go there and get this full album. There are a few videos posted of maybe 4 to 5 songs off of this
mm-hmm.
album. I think we have 11 to 12 songs, but only 4
mm-hmm.
to 5 songs are posted on our YouTube channel.
Now, how can, you know, say people want to connect with you from around the world, how can they do that?
You can reach us on Instagram, Ricky Dillard, Twitter, Ricky Dillard, and Facebook, Dr. Ricky Dillard. And if you'd like to see our videos, you can like and describe our YouTube channel, which is Ricky Dillard TV. Like and subscribe. You will be blessed of the content that is posted. And I have a link in my bio if you want to invite us to your church. Just follow the link in our bio on Instagram, Facebook, and we will be happy to serve you.
That's awesome. Okay, I have one final question. Everybody has like a goal in mind when they first start out. Does that change over the years as far as the music goes? And is there anything that you have not done yet that you're looking forward to doing?
Well, there's always dreams, always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We always can walk through life and an experience could change your dream. Something you've seen can change your dream and desire or aspiration to do, be, have. So I continue to dream. There are many things that I have done and wanted to do that God has brought to pass. And as I walk this journey, I see more things that I even think I want to do. So I am still dreaming and seeing. There are some things. I've done movies. I've done albums. I've been nominated for Grammys. One thing I ain't been yet is rich. Ah, if I could be rich, that's what I ain't done yet.
Okay. Well, sir, this has been a real thrill and honor for me. I've seen your choir a couple of times. Looking forward to seeing them again. Again, the new album is called Breakthrough the Exodus by Ricky Dillard and New G. That's still the choir, right? New G.
Yes, ma'am. New G is still the choir.
Okay. All right. And I thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sister Nina, for having me.
Better. seems to go. Everything is lining up the way he wants it. I'm in need of things are gonna get better.
So
tell somebody, don't even worry about it. Just touch yourself tonight and say, better. Oh, everything has got to just get better. If you stick around, you wait and see. Oh, you got to stick around. You got to wait and see. Tell somebody, don't run from it. Don't try to get away from it. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, y'all, are not worthy to be compared to the glory that's about to take over all of our
I want to thank my very special guest calling us all the way from Chicago, Illinois, the choir master himself, Ricky Dillard. And I want to thank all of you for listening today to the Gospel Express. Don't forget to connect with me on all social media outlets. You can find all my outlets listed on my website. The website address is msninataylor.com.
Celebrate the King. We've come to magnify and glorify the name of the Lord, for he is holy, he is righteous, and he is King. Let's celebrate our King.
of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. Let's celebrate.
Praise our King.
Come on, open your mouth and magnify the Lord. He's worthy of our praise.
Hey, this is Dr. Ricky Dillard, the choir master, and you're listening to my sister Nina Taylor right here on the Gospel Express.
Anybody believe there's a blessing in the house tonight? Come on, anybody believe there's a blessing? Come on, somebody say it's in the house today. Say it's in the house today.
There's a blessing in the room today. Are you ready? Get ready. It's already been released.
Anybody believe that? Come on, y'all say
there's a blessing in this room today.
So get ready.